November 30th. And now as we turn our attention to the reading of the New Testament, we begin in a new book today, the book of 1 John. Here's an overview. The apostle wrote this letter to his dear little children. The phrase is used, by the way, 9 times, little children, to help them find assurance of personal salvation. When you are sure of your salvation, you can have fellowship with God and God's people. You can experience joy and have victory over sin. John also wrote to warn believers about false teachers. Both Peter and John were concerned about purity of doctrine in the church, and you and I should be concerned about that same thing today, too. Well, chapters 1 and 2 focus on fellowship and contrast saying and doing. It's easy to talk the Christian life, but God wants the walk, not just the talk. John emphasizes sonship in chapters 3 through 5. The phrase born of God is used several times there and gives 3 marks of the true child of God: doing God's will, loving the brethren, and believing the truth. God is light, and his children should walk in the light. God is love, and his children should walk in love. The Spirit is truth, and God's children should believe and obey the truth. Well, that's a basic overview of the book of 1 John. We'll be reading today in the book of 1 John, chapter 1, verses 1 through 10. And here's what's going on there. God wants you to have a living fellowship with him and his children in Jesus Christ. He has revealed what true life really is. Even though you cannot see him and touch him as the apostles did centuries ago, he can still be real to you as his Holy Spirit opens the word to your heart. He wants you to have a joyful fellowship. It's not the fellowship of a slave with a master, but that of a child with a parent. God delights in his children and longs to share his love with them. When you are happy in the will of God, you are ready to live for him and serve him. He wants you to have an honest fellowship as well. This means walking in the light and dealing honestly with sin. Now, salvation is a matter of life or death, but fellowship is a matter of light or darkness. If you lie to God, to others, and to yourselves, you will lose your fellowship with God and your character. A godly character does not develop in the darkness. And with that, let's begin reading today in the book of 1 John in the New Testament. November 30th, 1 John chapter 1, verses 1 through 10. The one who existed from the beginning is the one we have heard and seen. We saw him with our own eyes and touched him with our own hands. He is Jesus Christ, the Word of life. This one who is life from God was shown to us, and we have seen him. And now we testify and announce to you that he is the one who is eternal life. He was with the Father, and then he was shown to us. We are telling you about what we ourselves have actually seen and heard, so that you may have fellowship with us. And our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. We are writing these things so that our joy will be complete. This is the message he has given us to announce to you. God is light, and there is no darkness in him at all. So we are lying if we say we have fellowship with God, but go on living in spiritual darkness. We are not living in the truth. But if we are living in the light of God's presence, just as Christ is, then we have fellowship with each other, and the blood of Jesus, his Son, cleanses us from every sin. If we say we have no sin, we are only fooling ourselves and refusing to accept the truth. But if we confess our sins to him, he is faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from every wrong. If we claim we have not sinned, we are calling God a liar and showing that his word has no place in our hearts.